Rebbe can begin whenever.
The Gemara Masechet has a discussion whether the lashon of the bracha on bir chametz is liv va'er or al bir chametz. The Gemara Shaila is whether the word al could be used to mean lahaba. The Gemara concludes that al could be used to mean lahaba, which leads the Rishonim to ask a question that what's going to be the governing principle when it comes to nusach habrachas in general. When do we say al and when do you say le? Because since we find some brachas have a lamed and some brachas have an al, so what is it that pushed Chazal by certain brachas to use the al and by certain brachas to use the lamed? So the Rishonim discuss what they feel the klal might be, and in discussing what the klal might be, of course the Rishonim try to work out how every Birkas HaMitzvah fits. And what I'd like to discuss today is Bifrat, the Nusach of the Bracha on Shofar. As we're going to see, there seems to be a question whether the Nusach is L'Shmaya Kol Shofar or Al. And some of the Pratim which come out of the Rishonim's discussion. When the Rosh speaks about this Shaila, and the Ramban Masechet is Ma'arich on the Shaila, both the Ramban and the Rosh bring that there are two Mahalchim. The Rosh brings there's one Mahalach that the Lashon of Al is used whenever the mitzvah is going to be completed right away. That means I say the bracha, do the mitzvah, and I'm finished. And then you have some mitzvahs that are nimshach. So the mitzvahs that are nimshach are like tefillin and tzitzis, that a person starts the mitzvah and continues the mitzvah. So there you'll use the lamed. Masha'enkin by a mitzvah that you make the bracha, and you do the mitzvah, and it's complete. There you'll use the al. That's one of the mahalchim in the Rishonim. There's another mahalach in the Rishonim, which the Rosh also brings, and that is, and it's really based on the Gemara Masechet, that a mitzvah that could be done with somebody else's involvement, you say al, a mitzvah which I must do myself, you say with a lamed. Those are the two mahalchim that the Rosh brings and discusses, and the Ramban brings and discusses. So really, I would like to take a look really at the way the Rishonim deal with these two svaras bifrat when it comes to Shofar. The Rishonim discuss Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, or they bring things from Rabbeinu Tam. What's interesting is that there seem to be two versions of Rabbeinu Tam. In the Rosh himself, the Rosh Masechet, and the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam in both places, but he seems to be quoting a different version of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Karban Asanal points this out. We're not going to try to resolve that. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosher says one of the two ways. We're just going to look at the way the Rosh brings it in those two places and just try to build on that. The Rosh Masechet initially brings this shaila. The Rosh asks the question: this is in Siman Yud. Yesh mehen shetiknu be'al, the yesh mehen shetiklu be'lamid. Rabbeinu Tam zal hayenaisin tam ledover. So here he quotes a Rabbeinu Tam. The kol mitzvah the nasis miyad shayich levarach aleihem al. What are examples of such mitzvahs? Kegoin al mikra megillah, al hatfila, al atilas yadayim, al afroshas truma, al achilas matzah, al achilas marer. So those are mitzvahs which are nigmar right away. Avol haniach tefillin l'sata betzitzes v'leisha besuka yesh behem shihui. The haloshen meira al kach liyos Mu'uter betfilin liyas otto betzitzes v'leisha besukkah, etc. So that those mitzvahs you'll have with a lamed. Then he speaks about Ner Chanukah, which is a question exactly how to understand it. V'chein, this is Rabbeinu Tam speaking, it seems, Lishmaya kol shofar, yesh shihui lahafsaka bein hatkiyos. The Iker mitzvah shofar al seder habrachas. So here he says, why is the nusach of shofar going to be lishmaya? Because it's not over as soon as you blow the shofar after the bracha. We make the bracha, we blow the shofar, but then we daven shmoneh esrei. Then we have the brachas in the shmoneh esrei, and we blow shofar during the shmoneh esrei. So Rabbeinu Tam says, according to this version of Rabbeinu Tam, yesh shiui lahafsaka bein hatkiyos de ikar mitzvah shofar al seder habrachas. And then he continues with other questions. That's how the Rosh brings the Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh also discusses the halachas of the bracha on shofar. And here the Rosh writes, this is at the end of Rosh Hashanah, in the end of Siman Yudalit. So the Rosh says, in Siman Yud, the Rosh writes, V'Rabbeinu Tam Kosav Sheyesh Levarech Al Tkiyas Shofar Mishum Da'asiyasa Hi Gemar Mitzvasa. So here he seems to be working with the same klal that you say al whenever you're finished right away. And Rabbeinu Tam here is saying a different halacha than the Rosh quotes the other Rabbeinu Tam is saying. There the Rosh said you say lishmaya, and here he says al tkiya shofar. Doesn't say al shmiya shofar, al tkiya shofar. Mishum da'asiyasa hi gemar mitzvasa. And that's why that's the nusach habracha. So the klal in both places seems to be the same klal, that you're using the al when you finish right away, and you use the lamed when you don't finish right away. But the two versions of the Rabbeinu Tam seem to have a different perspective of the mitzvah of shofar. Here, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying you blow shofar right away and you're finished. And the Rabbeinu Tam that the Rosh is quoting in Pesachim is saying, you're not really finished because the Iker Tkiyos are al Seder Habrachas, and that's going to be after a Hafsaka, and therefore it's appropriate to use a Lamed. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah discusses a Shaila, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that when we blow Shofar, so we... The Gemara says, there's a question, the way the Gemara is mashma, what's the sound of a trua? Is it shvarim? Is it trua? Is it shvarim trua? So therefore we do all the different sounds. We have tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, tkiya, trua, tkiya. So the Rosh is discussing what was the minig when they blew shofar during Shemoneh Esrei. We, Bedera Klau, will blow the three different kailos by each one of the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. After Malchus will blow Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, Tkiya Trua Tkiya, the same by Zechronis, the same by Shofres. But the Rosh brings that some had the minig that they would blow by one of them Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, by the other one Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, the other one Trua, or some would just blow Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, and that was it. That's what they would blow by the Tkiyas during the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Rosh writes, he brings these minhagim, Ubedin hu shiatoiken al seder habracha is keseder shetiknu kesheheni yoshven. Really, we should be blowing the same way we blow before Shemini Esrei. We have the koilos, the three sets of koilos. So we, Dr. Rashi, should be doing the same thing by the brachas. Elakivan shehabracha is einon ma'akves esatkiyos. Since it's not ma'akiv to say those brachas with tkiyos, harei kvar yotzu yedei chayvasan ba'oison shetoku yoshven, they were already yotze with the tkiyos that were done before Shemini Esrei. So the tkiyos we have during Shemini Esrei are not ma'akiv. V'day lahem l'tkaya tkiya shvarim trua tkiya shvarim tkiya trua tkiya al seder habrachos hamachas shaloi lahatriach al tzibur v'chein minig b'chol ha'olam u'b'shtei yeshivas. So the Rosh says that was the minig. The justification of the minig is that you were yaitza already when you blew shofar before Shemini Esrei, and it's not ma'akiv, therefore they don't want to be matriach the tzibur. However, v'rabbeinu Tam zal Hayatam al minig zeh. Rabbeinu Tam was not happy with this, that you should be blowing different sounds for the different brachas. He says that's a stira. V'hinig Rabbeinu Tam litkaya b'zechroinais u'b'shayfrais tkiya shvarim trua tkiya kamoi v'malchias. Tahashta nafik mikol sveki v'leka ela hefsik u'kidei shaloi l'shanes es ha-minig b'yayser l'chashina l'hefsik. So he says that the right thing is you should blow tkiya shvarim trua tkiya by each one, not what we do. He was saying rather than tkiya shvarim trua tkiya by one, tkiya shvarim tkiya by the other, tkiya trua tkiya by the other, blow tkiya shvarim trua tkiya by each one. I, as the Rishonim discuss on the tzad, that Shvarim is supposed to be Shvarim alone, or Trua alone, and not Shvarim Trua, so the wrong sound is a hefsek. So for that will be Mekel. That's what this Rabbeinu Tam said. So Rabbeinu Tam was not happy with it, because he held that it was being inconsistent. But Rabbeinu Tam was being Mekel to not be Chayish for the hefsek, Dakaim alone, Shama Teshet Kiyos, Teshet Shoz B'yoyim is Yatza. That's what he held. And then the Rosh discusses the other shitas, Rav Hai, how we deal with the different kailas. Now, the way the Rosh quoted Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim, which is different than the way he is in Rosh Hashanah, he didn't simply say that the reason why the Nusach is going to be with a Lamed by Shofar, the Shmaya Kol Shofar, is because we're also going to blow shofar later. He added something. Yeshiyoi lahafsaka bein hatkiyos deiker mitzvah shofar al seder habrachas. So when the Rosh discusses the Rabbeinu Tam in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, he brings Rabbeinu Tam differently, that you're yotzei immediately. But Rabbeinu Tam felt that when you're blowing shofar during the brachas, true, the brachas are not ma'akev, the mitzvah of shofar, but to be inconsistent, to be seiser, that he held was not right. That's how he brings it. He's not bringing that Rabbeinu Tam was asking a kasha that the ikar tkiyos are later. His point was that what you're doing is inconsistent, it's a stira. If the right sound is shvarim trua, then the right sound is not trua, it's not shvarim. And whichever one is right, the other ones are wrong. So you have to be consistent. That's what Rabbeinu Tam argued. When the Rosh is quoting this Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and again, the Nusach in Pesachim in B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam is Lishmaya, he adds, because you're going to blow Shofar later, and Iker Mitzvah Shofar al Seder HaBrachas. So it sounds on the surface that we have really another Machlokes here. That it's not just a shayla, that in one place he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam, that the Nusach is Al-Tkiyas, and the other place the Nusach is Lishmaya. It sounds to me like the real machlokes here is, where is the Iker place that you're being Yaitse? In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, he's bringing Rabbeinu Tam, that you're being Yaitse right away. you're blowing later because Chazal said to blow shofar with the brachas. It's not ma'akiv. You're yoytze shofar earlier. The only issue Rabbeinu Tam had with the minig was that at least be consistent. When the Rosh is quoting Rabbeinu Tam in Maseches Pesachim, that version of Rabbeinu Tam is saying something much more. He's saying the Iker Zman that you're being yoytze the mitzvah is during the brachas. So it's not simply there's going to be more tkiyos, therefore the nusach should be le. The Iker mitzvah is going to be later. Now this idea really appears in Tosfos in Pesachim on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. It comes up here really agav. The Gemara in Pesachim on Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis and Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph is speaking about a person who doesn't have vegetables for karpas. The only vegetables he has are the same vegetables he's going to eat for the maror. And the Gemara here is discussing mitzvah strichas kavana, mitzvah zain strichas kavana. So if he eats the vegetables, the maror vegetables, when we eat the karpas, he'll be yoytze maror right away. And that's what the Gemara is discussing. What should he be doing? Which bracha should he make? When should he make the bracha? So the Gemara says in Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Ela Amar Rav Chisda, Mi'ikara Mevarach Aleha Bari Pri Ha'adama V'Alachilas Maror. You should eat these vegetables, the Maror vegetables, right away in the beginning of the Seder. Make a bracha Bar Pri Ha'adama, which is what we typically make on the Karpas, but also make a bracha Alachilas Maror. V'Ochel, V'Lebesayif Ochel, and then you should eat later again Achilas Chasa B'loy Bracha, which means you'll eat Maror twice. You make a bracha before the first Achila, and you'll eat a second Achila later when you eat the matzah. So here the question is, which one of the two Achilas are you being yoytze the mitzvah of Maror with? So Tosfos writes on Kuf Tes Vav, the way he's being masbir pshat in Rav Chisda, Tosfos says, you're going to make a bracha by the first achila. Af al gav, the ikr mitzvahs maror loinofik elabitibul sheni achra matzah, even though you're going to be machaven that you don't want to be yoytze till you eat the maror later, may elis habracha shebirech betibul rishain letibul sheni. Me achra sheochel mimeno ma'at betibul rishain. Tosfos writes, the bracha you made of alachilas maror, that you're not being yoytze the mitzvah of maror with, but you are eating maror, that bracha will be usable for the later achilas maror where you're being mekayim the mitzvah. So you're using a bracha that's not being said immediately preceding the mitzvah. You're being mafsik in the middle, but since you're going to eat a little bit of maror, that's sufficient that it shouldn't be a problem of a bracha levatala, and the bracha will work for later. Zok Tosfos, I'll show you an example of this idea. Mina dehavi at birka shofar, the mevarech at kiyos dimi yeshiva, we make the bracha on the shofar before Shmoneh Esrei, umayeles brachas litkiyos shebe amida, sheheim iker, v'nasis al seder brachas. So Tosfos is bringing an example of a person making a bracha on a mitzvah. He's not being yoytze the mitzvah immediately following the bracha. He's doing the maisa ha-mitzvah immediately after the bracha. But he's not going to be yoytze the mitzvah till much later. So Tosfos, I'm showing you that it's shayach to connect a bracha with a later mitzvah, even though typically if you're mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha again, but since you're going to do the maisa that the bracha is about right after the bracha, even though you're not being yoytze to the mitzvah, such a combination works. That's the chiddush of this Tosfos. So this Tosfos in Pesachim, to me, seems to go with what Rabbeinu Tam, that's being brought in Pesachim, is saying, which I think is different in the way the Rabbeinu Tam in Rosh Hashanah is saying. The two of them are working with the same principle that Al is on a mitzvah that's nigmar miyad, and the Lamed is for a mitzvah that's not nigmar miyad. In that regard, they're the same. The two Rabbeinu Tams have a different nusach. One Rabbeinu Tam says the correct nusach is with a lamed. One says the correct nusach is with an al. If they're both working with the same principle, that means the two versions are disagreeing. Are you being yaita shayfer with the tkiyas before Shemoneh Esrei? Or are you being yaita shayfer with the tkiyas later in the Seder HaBrachos during the Shemoneh Esrei? If you're having a machlokes when you're being yaita, then the brachas have to be different. If you're being yaita right away, the nusach HaBracha is al, which is what the Rush brings from Rabbeinu Tam, al tkiyas shayfer. If you're being yaitzeh later, then with this principle, the nusach should be with a lamed, which is what the Rosh brings in Pesachim, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam l'shmaya kol shayfer. Why is one later and one earlier? So that seems to be a disagreement, again, between the two Rabbeinu Tams, that the Rabbeinu Tam that the Rosh brings in Pesachim is going with what Tosfos says in Pesachim, that the Iker time we're being yaitzeh the mitzvah of shayfer is during the Shemoneh Esrei with the brachais. Memela, the appropriate bracha lefi this Tosfos should be with a lamed, if you're going with this svara, because the lamed is used whenever there's a hemshech hazman between the bracha and the mitzvah. So therefore, you're going to have it with a lamed because you're being yaitzeh later, and there isn't an issue with a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah because there's going to be a blowing right after the bracha, but you're not being yaitzeh with that. Masha Enkin, the other Rabbeinu Tam, is assuming you're being yaitzeh right away, and the blowing later is a drabanan with the brachais, which are not ma'akev, but you are yaitzeh already. What Rabbeinu Tam is addressing in Rosh Hashanah, in the minig, that they weren't makbid in what they blew by the brachas, in Rosh Hashanah, his problem is that it's a tarti de sasri, to not have a consistent tkiyah, shvarim trua tkiyah by all three. To switch around is not consistent. That was his issue. Therefore, he said, just blow tkiyah, shvarim trua tkiyah each time and ignore the hefsek. Now, lefi the Rabbeinu Tam that the Rosh brings in Pesachim, it should be even more pashut that you have to be careful with what you're blowing during the Shemoneh Esrei, because that's when you're actually being yaitzeh the mitzvah of shayfer. Now that the Rosh doesn't bring in Pesachim this discussion that he brings in Rosh Hashanah of what are you supposed to do when you blow shayfer during Shemoneh Esrei, but it would seem to me pashut if you go with Tosfos and Pesachim, and the way the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim that the Iker shayfer is during Shemoneh Esrei. So then it's pashut. You can't say svaris, brachas are not ma'akev. It doesn't make a difference if you do it exactly right, because it's not a question of the brachas being ma'akev. This is when I'm being yaitze shayfer. If this is when I'm being yaitze shayfer, then whatever's being done now is not just a minig. This is the shayfer you're being yaitze with. So whether you hold that chazal would be mekel and not be chayshish for hefsik, which is what he wrote in the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah, b'shem the Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know what he would say in the one in Pesachim. The minig is the minig, and whatever they used to do, they used to do. But it's certainly a much more compelling argument that there, whatever you're doing, has to be something you can actually be yaitzeh with, because otherwise you don't have the mitzvah of shayfer, because that's the Iker Zman. The Ramban in Pesachim also brings the Rabbeinu Tam. He brings this discussion of what the Nusach of Al and Le goes with, and he brings this same idea from other Rishonim, that you don't say Livar, because that's on the mitzvah She'ein lo gemar l'chayiv l'asoyse todek yigoy hanokas tfilin v'tzitzis, of a mitzvah shasayosa b'pamachas gemar malachta, kigain beer, netilas lulav, mila ushchita, you make al. Then he discusses Chanukah. Then he writes, ubetkiya shayfer nami, he brings Rabbeinu Hai, that the nusach abroch is l'shmaya kol shayfer v'loy al shmiya v'loy al tkiya. V'oide l'fum gemara achilas matzah marar, he has kashas that the nusach is le. So he has kashas here. He's saying it doesn't seem to fit. He doesn't know why there's a lishmaya kol shayfer. He's asking it as a kasha. Now the Rosh brought from one Rabbeinu Tam that the Nusach is Al. He brought from the other Rabbeinu Tam that it's Lishmaya with an explanation that the Ikar Tkiya is going to be later. But the Ramban asked this as a kasha, that if the Nusach is Lishmaya, to me this proves that this rule is not the correct rule. This is not the correct mechalik between Al and Le, because if you're making a Lishmaya and Zokta Ramban, you're being Yoitza right away, why are you saying Lishmaya? You should be saying Al Lefi this Chiluk of the Rishayna. Now, the Ramban, in his way of dealing with the Tkiyas during Shemana Esrei, the Ramban also discusses Pshat in the Minig, that we're not careful when we blow Shofar to make sure that the Tkiyas that are being done during the Brachas are being Yaitse. So the Ramban discusses that, why do we do this? Why aren't we careful that the Tkiyas that we blow are being Yaitse everything? And he brings the different shitas. He brings the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was bothered. You should blow Tashrat for all of them. Mutav lachush l'sveikais for the lachush l'hafsakais. He brings these rishayim. But the Ramban has a different mahalach to be mazbe the minig. And the Ramban says, ha-minig hazeh yesh lo yasayid b'gmara, is mazber the idea of the shofar before Shemoneh Esrei, the shofar after Shemoneh Esrei. And then the Ramban writes, u'perish keshen yoishvim kaidim tfilas ha-mustafim, u'mevorchem aleim b'babei ha-kotze, k'derish u'vorchem kol ha-mitzvahs, v'yachakach teikin u'merian keshen oimdim b'tfila ha-yaseder brachas, lo'y shelo yotzu chayva shofar. Doesn't mean you weren't yaitza shofar. They were misakin that the brachas of Malchus, Achronis, and Shofreis should be done together with Shofar. Then he writes, Laman hinhigu ba'isent kiyos rishainais v'lepotra atzim b'tkiyos al seder ha-brachais shein chayva. Why did they do this? So the Ramban here explains that the tkiyos that we blow during the Shemoneh Esrei for the brachos, those are not the tkiyos of mitzvah shofar. And the Ramban writes, the Ramban explains, Achshav lamadnu, the kivan de'enam chayim b'tkiyos b'taynis el chayves brachos hi, shemasriyin behen, kedei shetala tfiloseinu b'tkiyah, Dai lehem bitkia kol shehi. Hilka barosh Hashana nami. Kivan sheyotzanu yidei chayvas tkia shel Taira miyushev. V'lei nishar oleinu ala chayvas brachais. Sheteknu behen tkiais. Kedei sheyala zichreinenu letayva b'shayfar. Havilei ketkiais ketaniais. Ubitkia kol shehi yaitzin yidei hasro shel brachais. So the Ramban is telling us a totally different understanding of the tkiyas during Shemoneh Esrei. Lefi the Ramban, there would be really no kepeda that we're being careful to carry out Hilchas tkiyas shofar, because the Ramban says you were yaitza shofar immediately when you blew shofar before Shemoneh Esrei. The shofar that we blow during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the brachos, those are not tkiyas of mitzvah shofar. Those are the same tkiyas we have by a tainus, that within the brachos that we say on a tainus, the extra tefillos, we blow shofar to assist the tefillos in being niskabel. So the shofar of the brachos, not the shofar before Shemoneh Esrei, the shofar we blow when we say Malchus Achronis v'shofreis, those are to help the tefillos be niskabel. Memela Zokta Ramban, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar the way we know it. And therefore, it really doesn't make a nafgamina what sounds you blow. Any sounds are going to be good for during Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, the Ramban is saying, I don't think it's such an asik with the minig of exactly which sounds you blow. It really doesn't make a nafgamina. That's the Ramban's yishuv on that minig. So because that's the Ramban's understanding of the minig, therefore, in the Ramban, it's a davar poshet that you're yaitze shofar when you blow shofar before Shmoneh Esrei, and that's why the Ramban has a problem. He doesn't have a way to reconcile the nusach of Lishmaya together with the fact that we blow shofar right before Shmoneh Esrei and we're finished. So the Ramban certainly can't hold. He doesn't hold of Tosfos and Psachim and Kuf Tes Vav, who says you're being yaitze b'ikker later, and the Ramban holds if you're being yaitze right away, you should say al tkiya shofar according to these rishonim. Now, if you ask the Rabbeinu Tams, we have two of them. So if you ask the one in Psachim, so the one in Psachim will say you're being yaitze later, like Tosfos and Psachim and Kuf Tes Vav, not like the Ramban. If you ask the Rabbeinu Tam in Rosh Hashanah, he'll say, you're 100% right. You're not being yaitza later, but you're wrong in the way you quoted the Nusach HaBracha. The real Nusach HaBracha is not Lishmaya, it's Al Tkiya Shofar. So we have Rabbeinu Tam in Rosh Hashanah saying the right Nusach is Al Tkiya Shofar because you're yaitza before Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbeinu Tam in Psachim telling us the Nusach is Lishmaya because you're being yaitza later during Shmoneh Esrei. We have a Ramban saying, my nusach is l'shmaya, but I hold you're being yitzah right away, not during the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So the Ramban says, I have to look for a different explanation. Now the Ramban writes the other mahalach, which the Rosh also brings from a Ravya, the Riva and Ravya. The Rosh writes in Psachim that another mahalach in explaining when do you say al and when do you say lamid is totally in whether it's a mitzvah you must do yourself or a mitzvah that could be done through somebody else. So the Rosh brings this chilik, and the Rosh writes, Rivohi mechalik the mitzvah that shall say the shliach mevarech al. Mitzvah should sorok lasoisa ba'atzmi with a lamid. And he says this svar really comes from the Gemara in Psachim. The al shofar onu mevarchim l'shmaya bekol shofar, because that's the girsa he goes with in Psachim. The leisagi the lav iu shemeya, he has to hear it himself. The likrei es ahalil afal pi the shemeya ka'ina. So they had a girsa, the nusach of the bracha of Hal was likrei es ahalel. So he's bothered it should be al, because somebody else could be mitzi. Mikomaka mitzvah lanois barashi haprakim, afal pisha shemeya ka'ina. So even though it's shemeya ka'ina, but since the mitzvah is to say something, they used to answer the rashi prakim of Halel. So as long as you have to participate personally, you say the lashon of lamed. Masha'ekin by mikra megillah, since shemeya ka'ina, that's efshayidei acher, therefore you use the lashon of al. Now the Ramban, when he brings this svara, also says the same idea. The Ramban says, v'chein tkiya shofar hashmiya hi ha-mitzvah, u'mevarech l'shmaya, she'iev shalas zayde shliach. And then he asked, "V'zesh on the mevarchim al mikra megillah." So why there do we say al mikra megillah? So what exactly is his question? It sounds like he feels shofar and megillah should go together. So he answers, "Lefi she'ena daima l'shofar shekan al kriyasa hein mevarchim." So the Ramban says, because the nusach habracha of mikra megillah is on the kriya, not on the Shmiya. So the Ramban seems to be saying, Chazal could have been misaken a lashon of making a bracha on Shmiya by Megillah. They chose to make the bracha on the Mikra, and by Shofar they chose Shmiya. Mashma, they could have chosen Tkiya or Shmiya. So the Ramban, L'lamed, Shem Leishoma Kriyas Teves L'yotza, V'kivin shal mikra hu mevarech ve'ef shalotes min ha-mikra ide shliach l'fichot tiknu bo ba'al. Now this is a chiddush in itself. It's more mavur in the Ran, and maybe this is something which we'll say for another time, the Ran seems to be Mazbe the Ramban. You could have used a Lashon of Shmia by both. You could have used a Lashon of Tkiya and Kriya by both. They chose the Lashon of Kriya by Megillah to communicate to the people, to be careful to make sure you hear the words, the Kriyas HaTevais. Therefore, they chose the Nusach of Kriya. And therefore, once they talk about Kriya, they will say Al, because the Kriya could be done by somebody else. By Shofar, as much as you have to hear the sounds, you don't have the same inyan of Chituch, Oisius, and Teveis. So they didn't choose the Lashon of Tkia, but the Lashon of Shmia. So this, I think, is something which is worth discussing, that I would have thought, if I was asked the question that Shofar and Megillah have nothing to do with each other, I'm mechuyev to read the Megillah, but Shemaya Ka'ina is a method of Kriya. I'm mechuyev to hear the Shofar, so Shmia I can only do myself. From the Ramban and Ran, I think we see that there's a closer connection between the two. Perhaps we'll use that for a future discussion. Wishing everyone a ksiva v'chasima taiva, Hashem Baruch Hu should send to all of Klal Yisrael, Yeshuais, Refuais that are needed, and Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to be able to be mekayim, avodas Hashem, beravchus, without tsar, without any of the difficulty that we have. We should grow from this matziv and be zeicha to be oved Hashem.
Siva Tova. Siva Tova, good.
Siva Tova to everybody.
Siva Tova, Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Siva Chasima Tova, thank you very much.
Good, Gabench Yarek, Siva Chasima Tova, thank you very much.
Siva Chasima Tova, thank you.
Siva Chasima Tova, it was nice to be here, part of the Shia.
Siva Chasima Tova, Rabbi. Colton.
Thank you very much.
Siva Chasima Tova.